But I want to ask you one more time. What is that you're holding on to that's going to cost you a life of happiness, peace, joy, contentment? That's what it's going to cost. It's already costing some of you. In fact, it's already costing many of you all of that. You keep holding on. You're in a state of rebellion. That's idolatry. God hates idolatry while he loves the idolater. How long are you going to do it? How long are you going to keep fighting with God? Do you realize that's what you're doing? You're fighting God. I'm going to have it my way. That's playing God, expressing rebellion. You don't have any earthly idea what God will do in your life if you will give up. That may be painful and it may hurt. I expect it will. But I want to tell you something. It'll be worth it. What is that you're holding on to? That you've sat through this sermon and you have struggled and you've groaned on the inside? All I ask you to do is take the long look. Because one of these days, out yonder 10 years from now, 5 or maybe 2 or maybe 1, you're going to think, oh God, if I had just listened. Oh God, if I just had one more chance. Oh God, if I could change my circumstances, it'll be too late. Too late. Because you played God and you messed it all up, thinking that you could do better than God can do. Are you willing to tell him this morning that you're getting off the throne of your life? You by faith place the Lord Jesus there, and whatever he wants to break in your life, you yield. Now you won't know immediately. This is not one of those quick run down the aisle, get it all done things. Mm-mm. Takes time. And God has to do the work. We don't break ourselves. God does the breaking. But we can shorten the time by being willing. Lord Jesus, for the many who are listening, who already know what has to be yielded, what has to be given up, what they have to die to, what they have to surrender. They already know that, Father. I want to ask you, Lord Jesus, because I love your people. But you have a greater capacity to love them than I do. Lord, that people would be wise today. Take the long look. Lay it all down by faith. And let you take out of their life what should not be there and replace it with something so much better. Some are tired fighting, God, struggling, rebelling. Some so full of anger, God, taking its toll on their physical body, like a cancer, it's growing and destroying all at the same time. Well, there's some folks here this morning and out there who are watching and listening who have relationships that need to be severed, financial goals that need to be laid down, vocational ambitions that are wreaked with pride, and for some, just day-to-day, self-idolatrous attitudes that all of life, in their home, on their job, in their social circle, must revolve around satisfying and pleasing them. Oh, God, in Jesus' name I pray that there might be a great funeral take place here today. A whole lot of dying, God. Giving up the war against you and letting you be God once and for all. And Lord, all you want is a willing spirit. You'll do the rest. And I want to ask you now, would you grant to these, thy children, wisdom to make that decision? Courage to do it. Then wait expectantly for the process which will bless them for eternity. So be it, is my prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.
You've been listening to the teaching ministry of Dr. Charles Stanley, speaker on the In Touch television and radio broadcasts. To order additional copies of this message, or for a catalog listing available video and audio cassette copies of other messages by Dr. Stanley, write to In Touch, Box 7900, Atlanta, Georgia, 30357. To place an order using your Visa or MasterCard, dial toll-free 1-800-323-3747. This has been a production of In Touch Ministries, Atlanta, Georgia.